Theater on the Road is the creation of Frank and Kristen Marquette. They have been producing public and private theatrical events since 1998. Under the name Murder Cafe, the Marquettes had an 11-year run in Las Vegas, where they specialized in corporate entertainment with an emphasis on comedy murder mysteries. Frank and Kristen returned to their native New York State in 2009 and brought Murder Cafe with them. Since returning to New York, they have created Theater on the Road to bring educational performances to schools, historic sites, and local theaters. Theater on the Road's performance venues include the Vanderbilt House in Philmont, the Beekman Arms in Rhinebeck, Bannerman Island Castle, the Pride of the Hudson in Newburgh, Dutch's Spirits in Pine Plains, Columbia Green Community College in Hudson, and the Mohonk Mountain House in New Paltz. Their fall shows include Whiskey Women and War of the Worlds. And to tell us about all of the theater that they're bringing on the road, we welcome Frank and Kristen Marquette to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
It's great to be
here. It's our pleasure. Thank you for having us, Joe.
What got you into this gig?
I was a vaudevillian in another life.
Okay.
How's that?
It makes perfect sense to me.
Somewhere inside of me was a traveling actor, and he eventually came out. And actually, I've been acting since the age of 17, a very long time ago, stayed with various theater companies. We've lived in four states since we've been married, and I worked with theater companies in all four, and continued acting, directing, writing, and now it's beyond full-time. It's 9 days a week, it seems.
So when you talk about Theater on the Road, your mission is to go somewhere and put on a show.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And as far as the type of show and the audience that you want, talk a little bit about that.
The type of show that we want a show that's entertaining yet educational. We've created shows for schools, for historic sites, community centers, and in some cases, or I should say, in most cases, venues that do not normally sponsor or produce live performances. We tapped into what we call living history and living literature. Living history would be where we perform as historic characters who have known to frequent those historic sites. For example, I have performed as Matthew Vassar in Poughkeepsie at venues that Matthew Vassar frequented. I have performed as Cornelius Vanderbilt at the Vanderbilt House, a hotel that he built in 1870 for his railroad workers. I discovered a need. We work with the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. We do the annual historic cemetery tours, where eight of us perform as historic figures that happen to reside in that cemetery. So the shows are, they're appropriate for schools in that they're educational, and they're also appropriate for theater-going audiences and non-theater-going audiences who want to see something just a little different. Our shows are interactive.
So the two that are coming up, Kristen, include Whiskey Women and War of the Worlds, right? Okay, so tell us a little bit. I guess the first one is War of the Worlds, and that'll be obviously the 1938 radio broadcast,
correct.
And you'll be doing that on Bannerman Island.
We will be, and Frank's has adapted this and doing the directing to it. So you should direct your questions about that to him because he will be there. I don't attend every single show that we do.
You don't?
No, I'm sorry to say.
Well, how do you miss out on that?
Because I actually have another career.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know how it is in the arts. You have to have a job.
Well, Kristen is my, she has the job. She is my partner in all things. She helps me write, edit, market, and she is our costumer, and as far as I'm concerned, she's the best in the business when it comes to styling and costuming. No detail goes unnoticed.
All right.
She's known for that.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. I've been wanting to do this for many, many years. I've been working with Neil Kaplan on Bannerman Island for the last two seasons. Neil is a theater guy, and he's been bringing live performances, and I gave him the idea of doing War of the Worlds. We have taken the 1938 script, and we're doing it as written, with five actors, myself included. We have an actor who looks and sounds very much like Orson Welles, a man by the name of John Adair, who is a Shakespearean actor known throughout the Hudson Valley. So we've added vintage commercials. We're doing it in vintage costume. There's a lot of details attached to this production. Each of the actors is playing a character, meaning the actor is bringing something beyond him or herself to the part. Each actor is also playing five characters. I think there's 26 or 27 actual roles, speaking roles in this production.
Now, as far as this goes, it is... Have you done this before?
War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
No.
So this will be the first time?
First time. I've done a lot of things. I've done everything from variety to cabaret to Shakespeare and murder mysteries. This is my first venture into radio theater.
Now, as far as doing this on Bannerman Island, what is that like? You've obviously been there before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so what is that like?
Well, I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Bannerman Island. It's off the coast of Cold Spring, south of Beacon. There's a castle built in the early part of the 20th century by Bannerman. He had an arsenal there. The castle has been crumbling. Some of it's been restored. On top of the island is Bannerman's residence. And our backdrop is the actual wall of the residence. And Neil has built an amphitheater in front of the residence, can comfortably seat 70 to 80 people. And that's where we perform.
So it's
platforms.
Open air.
It is open air. It's outside.
And what does that add to it as far as, I mean, that seems like it adds all kinds of fun.
Oh, it's great. Outside of the Amtrak trains that come by every 15 minutes, which we include in the show. It's fantastic.
It's the end of the world. The trains are coming.
Yes. The trains are coming.
Yeah.
There's no venue like it
in
the Hudson
Valley.
They're
here to pick up the evacuees.
Right.
People should really be relating to that about now.
Right.
Got it. Then let's talk about Whiskey Women. And this is going to be performed on September 29th at 6:30 at Dutch's Spirits in Pine Plains, New York.
Yes.
How did Whiskey Women come about?
Whiskey Women came about 2 years ago. I stumbled across a book called Whiskey Women by Fred Minnick. It's the untold story of how women saved bourbon, scotch, and Irish whiskey. The gist of the story is that, for the most part, during Prohibition, the feds only went after the men, the high-profile men. A lot of women were in the bootlegging business, and they were under the radar. There were laws against searching women, which is one of the reasons why they got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't confrontational, and we have focused on three infamous female bootleggers, all of whom have amazing stories. Polly Adler, who had a bordello, which was protected by Dutch Schultz. She made a fortune during Prohibition with moonshine. After Prohibition, she went to college at the age of 50. She wrote a best-selling book and lived in the lap of luxury in L.A. until her death in 1962. Jenny Justo was called the queen of the bootleggers. She owned speakeasies throughout the Midwest. Every time she was busted, she paid a small fine. Here's a woman who was making, in today's dollars, $400,000 a year and paying $100 fines whenever the feds looked at her.
Mm.
After Prohibition, she opened Justo's Restaurant, infamous Chicago restaurant, which was in operation until 1969. And Josephine Duty, who was a Midwesterner, she was a dance hall girl and a fur trapper. She got into bootlegging when she was 78 years old, and she gave the men a run for her money. All of these women, none of them were ever prosecuted. So we tell their story in a very entertaining way, and we're performing this at the actual site of Dutch Schultz's still, which is still in operation in Pine Plains, New York. They're still making moonshine at Dutch's Spirits.
Very cool. And mm-hmm. I have, and you've done this work before or no?
I did a version of this 2 years ago, an abbreviated version of it.
Yeah.
But a woman who works for me, Dana Page, took the script, rewrote it, fleshed it out, We now have five characters. We have the three bootleggers. We have Carrie Nation, who comes in with her axe to challenge the women. And we have Dutch Schultz, who actually goes into partnership with Jenny Justo. We performed this on Bannerman Island last month. That's where we premiered this version of Whiskey Women. We had a sellout crowd, and
now you go to the still.
Now we go to the still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can sample moonshine as you learn the story of famous bootlegging women.
Nothing wrong with that. That's September 29th at 6:30 p.m. at Duchess Spirits in Pine Plains, New York, and a very funny and period songs as well, and
yes,
included in that.
Absolutely.
Well, it's Theater on the Road, and you can find out more information by going to theateronTheRoad.com to find out about the work that Frank and Kristen do. Frank and Kristen Marquette, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
And well, thank you.
Best of luck with both Whiskey Women and War of the Worlds.
Thank you
well,
so
thanks.
Much, Joe.
And again, you can find more information by going to theateronTheRoad.com. That link will be posted along with the interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.